Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There's a new documentary in theaters tomorrow called Life Animated. It picks up where Ron Suskind's 2014 book of the same name left off, telling the story of how Suskind and his wife and their older son Walt used Disney films to communicate with his younger son Owen, who has autism, and how Owen, who's now a young man, has grown up and moved into his own apartment.
I started a Disney club so I can get to know more people and they can be around me, so I can be more popular. Shannon? It worked!
Roger Ross Williams is the director of Life Animated, and he joins us. Roger, welcome.
Great to be here. Thank you.
And we're also joined by the executive producer and the author of the book, Ron Suskind. Ron, welcome to you.
Well, nice to be here, Jeremy.
And the star, Owen, is also with us. Owen, great to have you as well. Welcome. Thank you.
Glad to be here, too.
Well, and Ron, I want you to just take us back for people who don't know this story. And of course, they can listen to our original interview that you and I did a couple years ago about your book at hereandnow.org. But just remind us how this all started.
Okay, so Owen is about 2.5. He starts to lose speech. And after a few months, his 200-word vocabulary for a 2.5-year-old is down to a single word, juice. He can't make eye contact. He walks like someone with their eyes closed. And soon enough, someone sits us down and uses the word autism. And what we found is that he loved the Disney movies with his older brother before the onset. It seemed like the only thing he wanted to do after. He just wanted to watch those movies. So between all the therapies and everything else, that's what he did. He'd rewind movies. So about a year into this silence, Owen is murmuring, "Juicervos, Juicervos." And we think it's just gibberish. It sound at least like a baby. And he's watching The Little Mermaid. We're all together. And of course, what scene is he rewinding? The part where Ariel loses her voice, has to make a trade with the Sea Witch to become human. And the Sea Witch says, "It won't cost much. It's a trifle, really. Just your voice."
So he wasn't saying "Juicervos." He was saying, "Just your voice.
Just your voice.
It won't cost much. Just your voice."
And at that moment, I grab Owen, and we begin a moment of really a journey where we say, maybe he is in there, and maybe he knows what he's saying. This jumps ahead several years. He's almost 7 years old, and he offers his first major sentence where Walter doesn't want to grow up like Mowgli or Peter Pan. We say, oh, my God, he's using these movies to make sense of the world, our world. And at that instant, a light went on. That night, I go up to his room. I speak to him in the voice of Gilbert Gottfried. I say in Gilbert's voice, "Owen, Owen, how does it feel to be you?" And what do you say?
"Not good, because I don't have any friends."
And I'm lonely. And Owen and I start to talk. It was really the puppet and Owen. After a few minutes of this, Owen clears his throat and says to me what?
"I love the way your foul little mind works."
That's Jafar, the villain. Of course, Yaga's the sidekick to Jafar in Aladdin. Oh, at that moment, a light goes on. We're speaking in Disney dialogue. We begin years playing animated characters in the basement. Over years, Owen gets his speech back little by little. He learns to read by reading credits and then emerges as a teenager into a kind of genius on animation. And that brings us to this moment where people around the world are saying, wait a second. Of course, he's using his passion as a pathway. It's not a prison. It's a way to understand himself, his place in the world. And that's the story of Life Animated.
And I can't believe I even have to ask this after hearing that story. And this is a story that we've known now for a couple of years as we've read this book. But Roger Ross Williams, what drew you to this story? What is it that you loved about it?
I've known Ron for a long time. I've known him for 15 years. So when he was writing the book, he came to me and said, you know, "I think this will make a good documentary." And I jumped on it because this is really about a film about the power of story, about the power of love of one family. And for me, I always saw it as a coming of age story. You know, Owen goes through all the things in the film that we all go through in our life. He graduates from college and he falls in love for the first time. And then he strikes out on his own and becomes independent. And so the film picks up where the book leaves off, and it follows him in this fairly transformational year of his life.
Owen, what was it like for you to have all these cameras around?
Oh, it was a little uncomfortable, but at first, but then over time I started to get used to it.
Well, Owen, what do you think about this story of your life and the fact that it's now being told in a book and in a movie and has inspired so many people?
It feels wonderful and fascinating.
Well, let me ask you this, Ron. As you have now followed Owen into adulthood, there are moments in his life that you can't help him with because he's got to be on his own. What has that been like for you? And you obviously get into some of that in this film.
Yeah, well, you know, look, Owen is more and more living his own life out in the world. And part of this movie is about all the things, again, all parents go through, which is letting them go, releasing them. And what's fascinating about us watching the movie is we get to hear the voices of our children, actually, in ways that we don't otherwise hear them through the movie. And it's actually given us even more confidence than we've ever had that Owen will be okay as he goes forward. You know, he's making sense of the world at a very high level, using myth, fable, and legend, using the content he loves, the movies and other things. So actually, it's helped us lessen fears that we once had. And part of it is Owen uses voices that are part of our voices, like just the question you just mentioned, Jeremy. You know, I think that, Owen, would that be the Sebastian scene?
It would definitely be the Sebastian
scene.
Well,
tell Jeremy which scene you use in your head.
At the end of The Little Mermaid, where Sebastian King Triton discuss Ariel's happy end wish to become human, King Triton says, "She really does love him, doesn't she, Sebastian?" Well, it's like I always say, Your Majesty. Children have got to be free to lead their own lives. Like you always say, Sebastian. And I guess there's just one problem left. And what's that, Your Majesty? How much I'm going to miss her.
Then I guess there's just one problem left.
And what's that, Your Majesty?
How much I'm going to miss her.
You know, Jeremy, Owen played that scene for us the night before he left for his college program and really sort of set out into the world. Yeah. And he played that scene. Cornelia and I were in the basement with him. And then he paused it and looked at us and said, "Are we okay?" And Cornelia says, "Of course, honey. We will miss you terribly. But that's because we love you. That's the way it should be. And we're all going to be fine." And Owen said, "Okay, great." And off he went. But you see, he does what all of us do. We find in the mirror of movies, of art, of literature, of the symbolic representations that we create as humans, to hold those mirrors up to see ourselves, not just who we are, but maybe who we want to be.
Well, and in this film, you show that he's started a Disney club with others. And I wonder, have you found anyone that has the exact same way of looking at the world and communication through Disney?
Zillions of them.
Zillions. Yeah, zillions. And I still have a few more to meet ahead.
Yeah, you know, and look, Disney Club, we saw 12 kids just like Owen. 2 years later, there were 40. And this is the way many folks on the spectrum use their passions. They use them as pathways, as code breakers of themselves and their place in the world. And Disney Club, that was great, wasn't it?
It sure was.
Why did you start Disney Club?
To have more people get to know me who are like me.
Did it work?
It sure did.
Owen, what's it like to live on your own now in your own apartment?
Feels good and much better.
And Ron, what is it like for you to watch him be in his own place?
It's exciting. You know, we never knew, Cornelia and I, what to expect going ahead. That's why we often lived in the present with Owen, almost like we were afraid to think of the future too much. Now we see Owen evermore as a captive of his own ship. But look, he will always be an autistic man or a man with autism. You know, this isn't a spell that gets broken. But, you know, ultimately he's now moving his own life forward. And that's very exciting for us to watch.
And Roger Ross Williams, do you have a better understanding now of why this world of Disney worked for Owen? Were you able to learn anything about that as you did this?
You know, when I started this film, I didn't know anyone living with autism. And so my goal is in the film was always to really show the world through Owen's eyes. And I, not only did I learn so much about people living with autism, but I learned that Owen has so much to teach me as a storyteller and as a filmmaker. He made me a better filmmaker making this film. He made me a better storyteller, and it was an enriching experience. And I think when people come to see the film, you know, the film starts out and you may be uncomfortable because you see Owen pacing and talking, but by the end of the film, you know exactly what's going on in his head, and that sort of uncomfortableness has gone away.
You know something, Jeremy, you know, I think years from now, people will say, hey, I thought that kid in that movie was one in a million. And they'll say, no, he's one of a million. They're everywhere. Mm.
Well, the film is called Life Animated. Roger Ross Williams, the director, the executive producer, Ron Suskind, and, of course, Owen Suskind, the star. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.